Hi, I'm David Kopp, executive editor at Multnomah Books, and I'm pleased to be introducing you to Larry Osborne's next book. It's titled 10 Dumb Things Smart Christians Believe. And I should tell you that a benefits-packed subtitle is in the works for this book. 10 Dumb Things. Well, of course, no follower of Christ sets out to believe dumb things about God. Trouble is, writes Pastor Osborne, a lot of wrong, even dangerous beliefs float around in churches like nasty viruses. Smart Christians end up believing dumb things. And these misconceptions, though popular, can cause deep and unnecessary disappointment, doubt, and distress. Take just one popular misconception. Faith can fix anything. Many Christians assume that faith pretty much equals positive mental attitude. Believers think if they can just muster up enough positive feeling, they won't be afraid. They'll be able to accomplish super spiritual feats, maybe even get cured from cancer. But Osborne shows, biblical faith isn't really about feelings or attitudes. Instead, faith is primarily an action word. Faith means simply responding God's way in a situation, trusting God enough to do what he says, regardless of how you feel. When Larry Osborne launched the sermon series on which this book is based, he called it Urban Legends in Church, Wildly Popular Beliefs That Just Aren't True. The series met with an overwhelmingly positive response. In fact, audiences at his multi-site megachurch in Southern California asked for part two of the series, and then part three. In 10 Dumb Things Smart Christians Believe, the author delivers a fresh and carefully considered take on common misperceptions. Then, with a pastor's heart, he leads readers to the important personal benefits that come from living by the truth, not the myths of the faith. We think Osborne will find enthusiastic readers in three target groups. Christians who recognize that they've been hit by the dumb beliefs virus. De-churched Christians who may have been disillusioned by the prevalence of dumb beliefs in church. And skeptics or friends of skeptics who love a robust, accessible argument where the author is resolutely on the side of the hard question, not the easy answer. And now, here's Alice Kreider to interview Larry Osborne about his book.
Larry, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, I'm glad to be with you.
Now, Larry, in your new book, you write about popular misconceptions in the church. What kind of reactions did you get at North Coast Church when you launched your Urban Legends series?
It was really a fun process, because the first thing I got from most people was a sense of surprise, that puzzled look of, well, what do you mean? I've always heard that. But it wasn't very long until it kind of moved into an aha sort of response, because the moment we began to look at the actual scriptures and see them in their context, people could see quite clearly that the things they'd held on weren't really based on scripture. And the end result was pretty quick, a sense of, boy, I really love that. It makes so much sense. And even a little bit in the back of some people's minds, you know, I always wondered about that. So we kind of went through that process. You could almost see it every single message, from the look of puzzlement to walking away with a sense of, doggone it, I kind of always knew that, but I thought I was alone.
By the way, just how prevalent would you say that misleading beliefs are in today's church, and where do they come from?
Well, the ones that we look at in the book, I think, are incredibly widely prevalent and widespread. They've made their way all the way even into our culture. And they make their way, just like urban legends and the emails that we spread do, because somebody hears something, it kind of makes sense, or they heard something similar before, and then they just carry on with it. But people have never even been around Christianity, probably in the spiritual realm as they think about them, would pick up many of these urban legends and buy into them already. And most of the time when I look back at them, they come from a toxic mix of a couple of things. On one side, wishful thinking, and the other side, a twisted interpretation of a few key scriptures, or in some cases, just one.
You look at 10 myths in your book. What makes the myth that faith can fix anything so appealing, and why is it so wrong?
Well, I think it's appealing because we would all like to think things can get better. That's just kind of how we go through life. And there is a reality that positive thinking is a lot better than negative thinking. Imagine a kid walking up to go to bat in Little League. I'd much rather have him thinking he's going to hit a home run than thinking he's going to strike out. And so our whole kind of success culture has picked up on that understanding as well. And then it's appealing because I think Christian and even non-Christians throughout our culture, when somebody's successful and they tell their story, they almost always discuss a valley they went through and how they refused to give up or they thought positively within the midst of it. And the faulty assumption is made that that is the key that got them through it, because we never hear the stories of the people who went through those valleys and thought positively and didn't get through it. Now, what I see so wrong with it is it simply doesn't match up with Scripture. The famous faith passage, for instance, in Hebrews 11, tells of a lot of victories, but it ends with people who, in this life, didn't find that victory. And, of course, it doesn't match up with life when you talk to people besides those who give their little success stories and success seminars. And perhaps most important, simply the fact that faith is what guides us. It's not what fixes everything. It's what guides us, whether everything is going great or everything is going tough, whether we're being what I like to call Abrahammed or Jobed.
We've been talking with Larry Osborne about his spring 2009 nonfiction release. And thanks for being with us today, Larry.
Great to be with you.